Hey everyone, this is Chris. A couple quick notes before we get into this week's podcast with Jared Doherty. The big news is Tommy and I are going to be broadcasting from the Hometown Fair this Saturday, October 1st at 4 p.m. We'll be just beyond the north exit near the beer garden, the alley behind 21st Street, broadcasting from the back deck of FOP's Craig and Kathleen Peerless. We'll have some fun stuff for a few friends of the pod who stopped by, but most importantly, we'll have a couple coolers full of beer and an open microphone. This is either our best idea or our worst. So we'll see what happens. Make sure you stop by if you're around and come on the air with us, and I'm sure you guys are going to be on your best behavior. Secondly, during this episode with Jared, we talk about his new venture, Pamos, P-A-M-O-S, which are cannabis-infused beverages and cocktails. I don't want to spoil this episode for you guys, but these are some of the greatest drinks we have ever tasted. And Pamos has given us a promo code for the Friends of the Pod. So when you go to Pamos.com, P-A-M-O-S.com, and you check out using the promo code DADS, and you're going to get 20% off your order for the Friends of the Pod. And no other podcast loves its Friends of the Pod more than the Dad's Night podcast. So we hope you guys are enjoying it. Now let's get back to the podcast. Welcome to the Dad's Night podcast, where ridiculous becomes reality. We're your dad hosts. I'm Chris Parrish.
And I'm Tommy Reed.
This week we're joined by Jared Doherty, an investor in a new hit cannabis-infused cocktail line called Pamos. We'll talk about growing up out east and making it to California, his days at Playboy, and what inspired him to work on a new line of beverages. This podcast is brought to you by the Believe Network.
That just doesn't get old, everybody. You know, I actually have people asking, like, where can they get that song?
Yeah, I'm. So, you know what? I should post a link to it. Yeah, I can tell you where to get it. I can't tell you who the guy is.
Maybe when we put it in, like, the description, because people are like, dude, I just, like, I know that song now.
People want to dance to it. I've heard, anecdotally, people want to walk down the aisle to this song.
I mean, look.
I can't prove it.
It sounds like James Brown.
Yeah.
It's one of your favorites. It's funky.
It is funky.
It's too funky in here.
Yeah, which we are funky. I mean, it's funky in here right now, dude.
Look, I'm excited. There's some good stuff going on.
Yeah.
Where are you going, what you doing, and what you excited about? Brought to you by Postal.io. Hey, dads, what's the easiest way to delight your customers and prospects? Sending one-of-a-kind corporate gifts with Postal's offline marketing software. Postal helps companies to create meaningful connections at scale while tracking it all in your CRM. Learn more and get a free trial at Postal.io/dads. Chris, I'm pumped up. I could tell you're pumped up. South Bay is just raging right now.
It's big time. It's fall. We're getting back into it. We just had beach life, which we talked about. It's cooking season. I've been cooking like crazy. Sports are back. I'm already out on all my fantasy teams, so I get to focus on the things that matter.
Wow.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Both our teams are undefeated, which is good.
Yeah. I mean, we're looking like we're going to be playing that meaningful game right before Thanksgiving. So let's see what happens
there. Knock on wood.
But talk to me. Did you go to beach life?
So I actually didn't go to...
Actually, it's called Beach Ranch. I'm sorry. It's Beach Ranch.
What's Beach Life?
Beach Life was the summer. Where they had Beach Ranch.
Yeah.
It was like their version of country, like Coachella in Redondo Beach.
So I didn't go to the weekend. I actually got invited by FOP James Siegel, and we went to go see Pete Yorn Thursday night. So he did like a private VIP show Thursday night, one of my favorite songwriters of all time.
Where at?
I don't know. It was like next to where all the stuff was going to happen. Like they were doing sound check on the big stages Thursday night. So you walk in, free food, free drinks.
You know, he's from Jersey.
I do know that. And he went to Syracuse. And I had not seen him. I had not seen Pete Yorn play in like 20 years. I saw him at a show with Fiona Apple a long time ago. He left a voicemail message for my friend. She's a huge Pete Yorn fan. It was super cool. And he played there were maybe 75 people there. They kept it super small.
Sure.
And it was Pete Yorn. He took requests. It was unbelievable.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I did make it down on Friday, and you did.
Yeah,
front row.
We got to see Pete Yorn, and I actually wanted to go see him early, and it was fantastic. One of my best friends from college, Kent Bonet,
friend of the pod. Mm-hmm.
He's like, "Look, I'm getting there early," and we had some cocktails, and then went right up to the front. He hasn't started yet, and I just kept on screaming, "Jersey!" he wore this shirt that said Allendale, like concrete and construction or something in the back. And I'm like,
one of my favorite concrete joints.
That's right next to Wyckoff where I'm from. So it's great. I kept on yelling Jersey. He was getting a kick out of it. Eventually, he posted a picture on Instagram.
And you're in right in front.
Right in front.
Yeah.
Front row.
That's good branding.
You know, so that was fun. Mm-hmm. Just a really classy event. I just think that it's so cool to say that, you know, you're going to a great concerts, I should say, that are the whole weekend. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and they do it right.
I mean, an unbelievable event.
It was classy, really cool vibe, really cool crowd, and good cocktails, good food, and just like that's in our backyard. That's South Bend.
It's so crazy. I took off a friend of the pod, Shane Dwyer, and I biked from here. So a tree section. We just biked to Redondo. You take the Strand all the way there.
Yep.
Make it right on Portofino. You lock your bike up, and then you're there. It's just it's crazy that this stuff's starting to happen. I love it.
In our backyard.
In our backyard.
Another reason why it's the bubble and it's the best.
It's the best. You don't have to go anywhere. You want to go see Pete Yorn, he's going to show
it.
Up.
That's it. Eventually. You just take your golf cart and your e-bike and you're going everywhere. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, that was a great weekend. Look, Illumineers did not disappoint either. Friday, they
not
were
surprised.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And then I went there for Hall & Oates. I grew up in, I'm an 80s kid. You know, I grew up in, born in 74, grew up on these songs. And it was just awesome to see them. And give it up for them both. They sounded really good. They had a good time, and they got the crowd going. It
That's
was
awesome.
Fun.
Tremendous awesome. Songwriters, too, and I'm glad they're still kicking.
Yeah, they are. And actually, Pete Yorn said that about them. He's like, only guys that can write a chorus right before you even start the song, and you're starting to sing the chorus before the song even takes off.
Yeah.
So hats off to Hall & Oates. Good job. Good job to all the promoters who do that. I think it's just another feather in the cap. Why?
I think
South
next year we're
going to
be live from Beach Ranch.
We could be.
Yeah.
I mean, we could be on the tower up there looking down.
We could be Beach Ranch, actually.
You know? So, very excited about that. Jared, did you get a chance to go there?
I didn't go. No. But heard great things. Big Hall & Oates fan.
Yes.
So, sorry I missed it. But
if they missed you, they were asking.
Listen, if you guys aren't there next year, that's a miss for them. Right? The way this is shaping up.
I thank
up,
you for saying that.
Of course.
It's arrogant for us to say that, but you're correct.
Of course.
Yeah. And so, Tommy, I you know, while I was at the Pete Yorn show Thursday night, I missed.
Whoa.
I was getting pictures.
Wow.
An epic dinner that you went on with multiple FOPs.
Whew. Yeah, I mean, bring it out to the FOPs. So Amir Fologar.
Mm-hmm. Friend of the pod.
He's like, look, we're having a steak and cigar dinner night. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm in. So it's like, okay, it was back to school night at Grandview.
I was going
to
say, how do you leave that out,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you got
I
a pregame a little before back to school
yep.
night, maybe have a great dinner afterwards.
Yep.
You bookend it. Sure.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, and then great to go see the school and what the kids are doing. Great. Very excited. And then Dawn goes out with some of the tennis moms doing her thing. And I'm like, oh, I'm going out for, you know, with the guys doing a meat and cigar night.
Yeah.
So here I go. Amir's like, dude, I'm running late for his back to school night, which was at Pacific, and he's running late, and he's like, dude, just go down to my buddy Matt's house. I'm like, I don't know who Matt is. He's like, Matt Neiman. I'm like, I don't know him. He's like, well, Parrish knows him, so just walk down there. I'm like, well, Parrish isn't going to be with us, so why the fuck? He's like, okay, I'll just go. I'll trust. So I'm walking down. He lives on 16th Street, mm-hmm. and as soon as I hit Highland going down, I smell cigars.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, man,
that's how you
what's
know you're
going
in the right
on
spot.
Here? And then I walk a little further down. There he is, Steve Jacobson.
Yep.
Friend of the pod, and then Todd Eichner.
T-Bone.
Yep, mm-hmm. Friend of the pod. And so these guys are start talking. And
you hadn't met T-Bone
I haven't
before.
Met either of those three guys ever.
Yeah.
And we just started talking. As soon as I get there, Matt's like, here, I need to cut you. Trinidad is what we're smoking. It's a Cuban. I'm like, this is fantastic. I never even heard of it. Great. Sounds great. So we go up there, and then he starts pouring me some Dos Artes tequila. And
extra añejo?
I sip back. Yep, the red bottle.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you that two summers ago at Costco, a liter of Two Arts was $89, and we were drinking it like water, and now it's $400 a bottle for a 750.
I heard you have a graveyard of those in your backyard.
I do. If you go behind the garage.
That's what they said. They said
I can't afford to throw the bottle away.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm trying to sell them.
So I'm sitting there, and I start talking, and then all of a sudden, Todd Eichner's like, dude, I recognize your voice. He's like, you're friends with Chris Parrish? I'm like, yeah, we actually do a podcast. He's like, I knew that voice. And so it was cool. We started talking, and then next you know, Amir shows up, and then we go over to Arthur J.
Oh.
And we proceed to have this great dinner. Mike Sims comes over, and he's sitting with us, and we have dinner with him, and there's six of us now. Needless to say, we had the bone marrow toast and got your great apps, you know, had some of those oysters, Rockefeller.
Yeah.
And then they put in some 60-day steaks in. They put the Tomahawk 60-day in. They put the 60-day Kansas City Prime strip. And then they put in the 60-day porterhouse. And they sliced it all up for us. It's fantastic. Then, you know, we had cocktails, and then, of course, they got some baller wine, as they,
yes,
do.
They do.
And
as
I'm like,
do.
Oh, this is going great, you know. And then all of a sudden, the bill comes. And
oh,
like,
no.
Great, everyone pay out their credit card, you know. And they're like,
"Oh no, bro, we don't do it like that." I'm like, "Wait, come on. What do you mean we don't do
no
it?"
No way.
They're like, "It's going Russian. It's going roulette style." And I'm like, "No, guys, no." I'm like, "I've lost to this game twice, and I'm like, I know I'm going to get it again. And the last thing I need is to go on a dinner with you guys and then have a $3,000 bill that I'm going to go home and have to tell my wife what happened. This is a setup. I can't do it. Let me just pay my portion, guys. Come on, let's do it." They're like, "No." As a matter of fact, you're going through your initiation, Tommy.
Oh,
I didn't know I was being rushed into the meat stick group, and I had to, I'm in my final pledging, as they said, you're pledging. So I had to survive and get the credit cards coming out. First one gets drawn, Steve Jacobson out. He's all happy.
Oh, you got to be. That's second the best
one. I'm like,
sports.
Oh my God. Now I have to sit up and start pacing around the table. And all of a sudden, I hear from the table over, "Pick Tommy Reed's card." Ooh. I look back over, and it's J.R. Johnson and Scott Byrne. And they're like, "Yeah, this is great. This is awesome. We heard what's going on." And once I heard that voice, I knew it was you. And I'm like, "Pick Tommy Reed's." So the next card, it's my card. I get pulled out.
Oh, thank God.
Out. Then Amir gets out. Then all of a sudden, Eichner and Matt
Neiman.
And they're just like, "Let's just split it." And those two ballers split the fucking ball.
Wow.
It had to be like 33, 34.
I mean, last time I went out with them a couple months ago, we went to Nando. So I think it was five of us. So, you know, $40,000.
Yeah, it was like, it really was.
Yeah. So, I mean, it took T-Bone like an hour just to fill out the mortgage papers to pay for dinner. But yeah. I lucked out that night, too. But sometimes I feel like
T-Bone, they did it to you, too?
Yeah, but sometimes I feel like they rig it because they don't want to actually have the new guy pay for it because then they're never coming back. You know what I mean? And they're very generous people.
Great guys. Yeah. Very generous. And I didn't know that Matt Neiman now added a new rule called the Tommy Sphincter rule. Where if you are new rookie to the dinner and you get up and start pacing and you clam up and your sphincter clams up like that, you're paying for dinner.
Wow.
So
that's going forward.
I don't want to know how they measure that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I think when the face was like panicking, I'm like, "Guys, I can't. I mean, I really can't do." Look, it is football season. It is sports season. AYSO soccer, BCS football. We had our first BCS flag football game last night under the lights.
That's where they do the primetime game to kick off the season.
Let me tell you, Van just picked back up where he left off.
Yeah.
We won. The Buckeyes, we actually played a Super Bowl rematch against Jack Walker's D9 Auburn Tigers. Mm-hmm. He's just a great guy. Very, very hard team. They got some baller athletes. It was a nail biter. We won 7-0. I didn't give up but one first down all game.
Well, that's the way you coach.
Let me tell you, we have some ballers. We have Michael Schneeweis on the edge.
Ooh.
Charlie Hanlon on the other edge. That's right.
Yeah.
And then we have, you have Harrison Cornell.
Of course.
And then Grayson played quarterback, and he was hitting Max Jennings like you thought it was like Stephon Diggs to Josh
Allen. Well, they were doing a lot of offseason workouts, if I recall correctly.
They were. But it was great. I mean, football season started. Love the BCS. Love what they're doing. Soccer season started. It's just fall. It's great. I mean,
it's fall. We have AYSOs in full strength. Vetter's team is just an absolute juggernaut. I had to put him in goal almost immediately. It was just not fair. And good, strong squad of good listeners. And then Laney's team, I have both Neiman kids on the team,
ooh,
Taylor and Harper. And Taylor scored a goal to clinch the game on Saturday.
No way.
You know, we kind of went out there and nobody was giving us a chance. You know, they were big girls. But I looked at the team, and here's one thing you can't measure, Tommy, and you know this.
Heart.
Measure heart.
That's right.
We went out there, played station-to-station ball, full four quarters.
Whoa.
Big 5-3 W. So,
good job.
We're just taking it one week at a time.
That's what you got to do.
I love to have fallback. Listen, I've said this before. I got no use for summer. Just get it over with.
Well, I mean.
This is summer for us. We get the summer. Yeah. We got the beach weather, but we got all the stuff happening that we're excited about.
And I think hockey started back up.
Yeah,
hockey. The Wings played
kids
at like
hockey, right?
Yeah, my kids are in hockey. This was the first week of Junior Kings, so traveled down to Anaheim.
Oof.
Yeah, lovely. played a 3-game jamboree, and it was my 7-year-old's first time on the Junior Kings. First time playing a live game.
That's awesome.
He's the goalie.
Nice.
Wow.
A lot of pressure. Gotta need a goalie.
Do you have to go buy all that equipment? Or?
Yeah, they give you a little bit of break sometimes on the dues and stuff, but it does not come close to
like hockey pads are like $1,000.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. And you can't miss it ever, right? Because we're the goalie.
No.
So that's it. We're locked in now.
Yeah.
Hot committed.
And you need like a new Suburban just to store all the equipment.
Yeah. And then, you know, I invested in some goalie lessons because I think it's just safety, right? Just to understand what's happening.
Just live.
Yeah. Just live.
Well, being that's a goalie it, is like it. Being a drummer. You can always find a band.
I made the mistake. I said to the goalie coach, hey, you know, don't we have to teach him to like come out and cut down the angles? He goes, no, he's seven. He's supposed to stand there and get hit by pucks. That's it. I was like, okay.
That's good advice.
That's
yeah. It's good. It's like the Mighty Ducks movie where he just gets pegged with
Goldberg. Sure. Yeah.
Goldberg.
Yeah.
Here we go. I mean, we have a new sponsor for our Something's Brewing section. It's Jared Daugherty's Pomos. Something's Brewing is brought to you by Pomos. Pomos is an incredible line of cannabis-infused beverages. They have Pomos spirits in two different strengths, depending on if you are new to cannabis or not. And, Chris, we are not.
No, we're not new.
And you can pour them as a substitute for alcohol in your favorite cocktails. Or try Pomos ready-to-drink cocktails like the peach and guava Bellini. Oh, that sounds so delicious. I can't wait to try that. Or the tropical Mai Tai. Who doesn't want those, Chris?
About to be an Amy-shaped hole in this garage door really, when we crack one of these open. She's blowing through.
So, guys, you can order Pomos. You can be delivered the next day to your house at pomos.com, or you can get at your local dispensary under beverages. So there's something going on here. I mean, we want to get into introducing Jared, but let's talk about
Let's have
Pomos.
A drink, right?
Yeah, let's have a drink. I mean,
I poured a couple of drinks just so you guys can taste it. And, you know, we talk right down here in the South Bay. I know you have no use for summer. I do. Margaritas.
I'm an anomaly.
I love summer.
Okay. Yeah. Love margaritas in the summer. So, you know, Pomos is all about, you know, bringing cocktail culture to cannabis. And so poured you guys a couple of drinks. Instead of putting tequila in the margarita, I poured Pomos. So you've got a, you know, cilantro lime margarita there made with Pomos. If you want to try this one?
Yeah.
See how it goes?
Do I grab this one?
That's that one.
That's this one. Okay.
Oh, wow.
And it tastes tremendous.
Good stuff, yeah.
Wow. My God, that is great.
So we formulated Pomos as a spirit just to kind of mimic alcohol. It's got some botanicals, some florals, and bitters, and that's what kind of gets you. You know, it's different than some of the other cannabis beverages out there, but it's really supposed to just kind of fit into what you're doing already. So that's just margarita mix, organic margarita mix, and then a shot of Pomos. And then cilantro and lime. That's it.
Can
nothing
I
crazy.
Drink this on the rocks by itself if I wanted to?
You can, yeah, if you want to. I think the flavor by itself is great, but I like you know, getting to the home bar and the whole deal with the ice and cutting the fruit and making a cocktail. But
I mean,
Amy
and I talk a lot about, you know, I love the canned seltzers, you know, and but there's just something about the flavor of a drink that you love. I mostly, if I'm having liquor, I'll have some tequila on the rocks, some Celaya with a little bit of ice, but she loves the mixed drinks. She loves the Greyhound. She loves the vodka sodas and all those different things. Palmilla. Whatever you're making actually at your house. It's always a bad Saturday for me, but she.
Well, this is great. I mean,
my gig is like I love, you know, cocktails as well, like, you know, rum, vodka, whatever. Love beers too. But sometimes during the week you want to take the edge off. You don't want to wake up a little fuzzy,
right?
Or you know, you're working out in the morning, and you want to just have a clear head, get up early, feel great, but still take the edge off at night. And that's when I pour myself a Pomos. Oh, yeah.
God, that is really good.
This is
the margarita.
So that's a margarita. Yeah, this isn't fancy mixology. This is just, you know, stuff we all have in our house, right? I also threw together a mule, a Pomos mule.
Yeah, let's keep it coming.
So it's got some ginger beer in there. The Pomos and a little bit of mint.
I do love that you have these two fancy drinks in these nice bottles right next to your Keystone Light. That makes me happy.
Well, I didn't know I was going to get Keystone Light here. That's good stuff.
All right, so this is the mule.
Gosh,
so
great.
Now I'm saying head from summer into fall. You've got your mule, warms you up
mule.
A little bit. Not bad.
There are two different cocktails for sure.
Yeah, that is really
and cool. It's so great to how you can just change it up, adding the margarita to one and then adding the ginger beer to another, and you got two different types of tastes.
Exactly.
But it's still tasting really, really good.
And that's just the normal ginger beer. What's the name of that brand?
That's Fever Tree.
Yeah,
I
get
yep.
grapefruit stuff at Costco. So it's the normal Fever Tree ginger beer.
And some Pomos. That's
wow.
it. Put a little
so
bit of milk.
Let's talk
mint
about
in
the
there.
Cannabis that's in there. How did you, like, where's the cannabis?
Yeah, like, so
is it California cannabis?
It is. So, you know, the way cannabis works right now, it is federally illegal still. Right. But right. it is legal by state. So the way it works is any cannabis product in the state has to be grown, produced, sold, and then eventually, you know, sold at retail and then purchased by consumers all in the same state. So everything's, you know, Everything you buy in California is from California. Everything you buy in Illinois is from Illinois.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is a cannabis oil. So nano emulsification, because it's an oil, oil and liquid don't often mix, right? And so you bring a cannabis molecule, THC, right? So small that it you know, it's near impossible to kind of not to see, right? And then when you drink it, it hits you kind of sublingually like alcohol. It's not like a gummy, right? You eat a gummy, that goes right in your gut, sits in your liver, and you wait for your body to process that thing. I have never had a good experience with a gummy, right? You take it, you take too much, you didn't take enough, and then I'm locked into the couch. Right. This is a lot more like alcohol, like onset times about 15 minutes or so, offset times about 90. So you can kind of pace yourself. Okay, I'm feeling good. I'll have another Palmas cocktail. The other thing is we have different amounts of THC.
Oh,
so we
have
two different strengths, right? So you can get...
Can you give me the big, strong one, I hope?
That's the little one.
Oh,
I wanted to be able to have a couple.
Okay.
Tommy can have the strong one. I got to press buttons over here.
Like, so, can I pause a Palmas by myself one night?
So if you're a big cannabis user, you can use you know, 6 milligrams per shot. And this one, you know, that we're pouring is just 2 milligrams per shot.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so it's great. You have a couple cocktails, just like you have a couple cocktails with vodka or anything else. You're having that social, you know, that social feeling of having a cocktail, and you just get a different kind of buzz.
So is it equal to like 1 ounce equals 2 milligrams?
Yes. Yeah, so one shot, which is an ounce and a half, is 2 milligrams.
Oh, that's
this
great.
One.
Yep.
Does that have flavor by itself?
It does. Yeah. So you could open it and smell it. It's like
let me do that.
Floral kind of botanicals and bitters. And it's formulated, like Tommy, like you said, to go with childproof cap, to go with kind of a margarita flavor or a mule flavor, right?
Right.
The last one I poured is just, we have ready to drink, so you don't have to mix it with anything. This is just take it out of the bottle, pour it over ice, and this is a Mai Tai.
I love that. And how many milligrams is in that?
So this whole bottle is 6 milligrams. So six
that's not
milligrams,
bad at all.
Not
so like,
bad.
Because like most gummies are 5 milligrams
Fives
to 10,
and tens,
right?
Exactly.
Right. So I have one whole... Palmas Tropical Mai Tai, and then I got a nice little, hey,
I got to tell you that these taste amazing.
Amazing, right? They're,
these are really, really good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the Mai Tai is incredible.
I mean, not only does it taste good, it feels good.
It feels good, and I think that's the number one thing on these is you got to get them to just be the flavor profile that people aren't going to miss, right? You don't want them to say, like, you know what, I'd rather just have a Mai Tai. Because this does this tastes off to me. Like,
and
this doesn't taste off. It tastes exactly the same, but good.
So I didn't even, you know, kind of why I got into this. The spirits industry right now, right? $87 billion industry, the spirits business.
Jeez.
Cannabis business, cannabis industry right now, $97 billion. Okay? And it hasn't even started.
Right.
Like I don't... This is batting practice, maybe, for cannabis beverages.
I mean,
I
how many
really
states
do think this
are we
massive.
I completely agree.
Like 12?
Yeah, I mean, but it's on the ballot in, like, pretty much.
But 97
so
billion
you can't ship outside
states.
Of California
No, 97
yet, right?
billion is inclusive of what is projected as the illegal market, right? The, in the country, like apples to apples, right? So I just think this is a big piece. We're all trying to... You know, do what we can to live a little bit of a healthier lifestyle, maybe cut back in the booze a couple nights a week or whatever. And this has been a good option for me personally, and that's why I got involved.
I love it. And I think, did you go visit where the weed is grown from and the facilities?
Yeah.
I love these stories.
Yeah.
I do
it's
too.
Like so cool. It's like, wait, how did you find out about this? And where did you go on your field trips?
Why were you not telling us about this?
I love field trips.
Yeah.
I'm not.
You do love field trips. I do. You got a lunchbox.
By the way, we can set that up. We want to take the pot on the road.
We do have a sponsor here. Yeah. We do have a sponsor.
Yeah, and it would help you as well, because I don't know if you know this, because I just posted the episode today, but Tommy and I are officially influencers. We got signed off on it last week from Dan Weinstein, friend of the pod. We're influencers.
Friend of the pod.
So we would be helping you, actually.
No, well, I recognize that.
By having us visit
that.
These fields. Yeah.
Congratulations on
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, it was
quite
a big
an
moment.
Honor.
Big moment.
Yeah.
It's on his LinkedIn now.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I appreciate you guys, you know, trying them and having me on.
Me.
It's amazing.
It's
been
our
a fun
pleasure.
Little road for us.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when you get these Mai Tais and the Bellini, do you immediately store them in your fridge?
You can leave them. They don't have to
they
be
don't
put
have
in
to
the
be,
refrigerator.
Okay.
Yeah. And once you open a bottle, it's good for a year.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
So it doesn't have to be refrigerated after you do it.
The bottle's gorgeous, by the way.
It is.
We got to start adding
Were you
the video
in charge
component,
of that, too?
But...
No, another team did the actual bottle design. I weighed in on the copy and everything else. I'd been, this company launched about a year ago. I'd have been an advisor for them since the start. I think they did an incredible job really, you know, elevating, I think, what this is. And if you look, you know, like some of the other brands that are out there, this is just a completely different look.
Totally.
Again, I think I want Friends of the Pod. I think that's where this product is going, right? And we're not even there yet. You know, we're not stoners here,
nope,
right?
Nope.
But I think this we're is kind of part of our lives. Yeah.
This is great. And you know what? Jared and I were talking offline, but we think that having some of these to give some of the new guests that come on after Jared.
Absolutely.
You know, hey, here's from Jared and Pomos. Here you go. Thanks for being in here. That's a great gift.
It's
Who doesn't
gorgeous,
like gifts?
It's a gorgeous bottle. This is
Incredible team put the bottle and branding together. You know, and I've just helped them along the way. Mm. But this to me, it connects with me, you know,
it's great.
Personally that I'm going to be doing more and more with them, and that's why I got involved.
I think, you know, just like how you, I mean, my wife and I like to open up bottles of wine during the week just to, like, as you said, just have a glass of wine and take the edge off. You know, like the kids are, it's 7 o'clock, go up there, do your teeth and do your homework and all that shit. I need a glass of wine. This is like that substitute where I'm going to get the edge off. I'm going to feel a little bit of relaxation, but still clear-headed.
Yeah.
That's
right.
The coolest thing about it.
It's really kind of a bright buzz. You know, it's not,
great
it's not
term.
Like I say, one of those cocked. You know, couch locked.
Right.
You know, kind of
being
just,
fetal position.
Exactly.
Like, I can't help.
Because I'm not good at gummies. I'm not good at smoking. But I like this.
Let's talk about where we can get this. Okay. Obviously, you can. In the copy here, if you go to the website pomos.com, you can place an order and it's shipped to you the next day.
Next day. Yeah. So you know, it's
right,
you can do it right now. It's pretty wild, right? Like, I think one day this will be available at Trader Joe's. We're not there yet, right? So right now you've got to get it delivered. We can get it to you in the next day. And in advance, I've let the drivers in the South Bay know to be ready. So if you want to place an order, place an order.
I love it.
But yeah, or you go into a dispensary. So the closest ones to here, if you haven't been to Sweet Flower in Culver City.
I have not.
The place is incredible.
Wow.
I mean, just, it's like, what a retail experience. It's so beautiful. Great people.
Field trip.
Yeah. And the Jade Room. Jade Room in Torrance is another spot. So both carry. Yeah.
Have they been in Ease yet? Have you added
no,
them to
No. So that's...
We can connect you there with Nick
We know
Pizzano.
A guy. Friend of the pod.
Well, let's do that. Okay. Ease, great company. I've talked to them. Now that we have these ready to drink, the smaller bottles, I think they want to do that. Right? So the carrying the big bottles around, that's not what Ease is built for.
No.
But these...
Right.
Ready to go.
Around. Exactly. Yep.
So we'll set that up.
We'll set
lunch.
That up.
Perfect.
Cool.
If you could see us, I'm already done with my drinks.
I can't say enough about it.
I mean, like, they're already done. I'm going to have to get some more here.
Yeah, we can make more.
This is fantastic. I'm very excited about it. I'm really excited that you took the belief to get brand awareness on using our podcast to help
Smart
facilitate
move.
To the South Bay. So everyone lives in the South Bay, please check out pomos.com. Eventually, maybe we'll even have a code for you to get a little bit of a discount. If there's
that's not a bad idea.
You know, we'll do slash dads or something like
I
that.
Love
or
it.
Code word dad.
Tommy can have a beer and 4 different cannabis drinks and still be cooking like that.
I
upstairs.
See that.
You know,
he doesn't stop.
Wheeling
idea
and dealing.
Machine.
He doesn't stop.
We're dealing and wheeling and dealing here. Yeah. Well, I'm very excited. And now we can now officially do the intro to our guest this.
Wow.
We haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
So. All right, here we go. Guys, I'm excited to give you the one and only Jared Daugherty, an East Coaster that now lives out in South Bay, raising a beautiful family. Jared, how did you get to California? Where are you from? Tell us who you are.
I am from Long Island. I've been out here a long time, probably about 15, 17 years. I actually came out for a girl, which was great. Didn't work out, but I decided to stay. Didn't really know anyone.
It's beautiful here.
But man, I would never go back. I'll never move back to New York. I love it out here. When I first moved here, I moved to El Segundo. I've just been bouncing around South Bay, and I love it. Really, really love it.
Let's talk about what you're doing for work right now also. I know you have this new startup and everything, but you have a brand that's an iconic brand.
So Playboy, where I started working there. Yeah, I mean, even that was 12 years ago or so, 15 years ago. And... it's got 97% unaided awareness. So everywhere in the world, if you ask 100 people, show them the logo and say, what's this? 97 of them will say Playboy. There are not many brands on earth, right, where you can do that.
And wow.
If you thought about today what it would cost, right, for what we do, right, to get brand awareness to that level, it would be billions and billions and billions of dollars. I mean, it's incredible. I never thought I'd end up here. I had a good little run coming out of Hofstra. I took a job at a PR agency, big global PR agency called Ketchum in New York City, moved to Manhattan, lived in Manhattan, the Upper East Side for 10 years. And I call that the lost decade. Like, I loved it. I couldn't remember a thing. It right. was incredible. I did a little stint as a, get this, as a tour publicist. So I was, in 99, I was a tour publicist from Sugar Ray and the Goo Goo Dolls. So
ooh,
that was
nice.
I lived on a tour bus.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really, really fun. And then I ended up at PepsiCo. And I worked for PepsiCo. I worked on a Doritos brand for a long time. Worked on a Cheetos brand. And ended up living in Dallas for a few years. And I was sitting at the Super Bowl. I remember we had sponsored, like, you know, 10 Super Bowls in a row. And was just, you know, a buddy of mine called me and said, hey, I heard Playboy's hiring. And this was back when I went to Playboy.com. And up in the right-hand corner, it said jobs. Right, like remember we used to do
right.
that, and you'd click jobs, and you'd fill out all the fields, and then it would say post your resume. It was exactly the same, right, as all the fields you filled out, but it was, you know, the old school technology, and they called me the next day, and
wow.
it was a time when I think this was 2007 or so. It was a time when Girls Next Door was just coming out.
Mm-hmm.
They're moving away from adult content, moving into licensing and consumer products, and they really wanted to bring the Playboy brand mainstream. There's nothing more mainstream than Pepsi, right, and Lay's potato chips. And that's how I got connected with them.
Okay.
It was awesome. You know, it was a pretty lengthy interview process, but, you know, I'm one of the few people that can say I think actually now I'm the only person still at the company that I could say I was hired by the Hefners, right?
Wow.
So
wow.
it was a long time ago. You know, great family for, you know, I know his daughter well, I know his sons well. And it was really an incredible experience for me, incredible opportunity.
This is a dumb question, but I'm going to ask
you.
There
are no dumb questions.
I love Doritos and I love Fritos. And when I was in high school, I used to work in a bakery, and then I'd never want anything sweet ever again. I can't do it, because when you're 16 you can pound like 30 donuts, right?
Yeah,
with no repercussions. Do you still eat them? Do you love them?
I do. I love random. I love multi-grain Tostitos scoops. I think that's the best.
Ooh,
product
yeah.
they make.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
incredible.
Hmm.
That's a bold
but
claim.
Yeah,
I like lime.
Yeah,
lime.
Hey, I'm an expert, right? So I was there. That's I think that's one of the best products. But yeah, I think Lay's potato chips you can't beat. I think
yeah.
Ruffles you can't beat.
Ruffles are great. Good. No, I'm done.
No. I mean, like that's all you got for him. That's
it. Well, no, we're easing
okay.
into the Playboy.
Stuff. Into
where
questions.
Did you meet Hugh Hefner for the first time? Was it at his house at the mansion?
Yeah, in his office.
Was his office in the grotto?
not exactly. The house, you know, I got hired at Playboy, and the first thing I had to do was go up to the house. So I joined the company in, you know, marketing, kind of business development, PR, you're kind of doing a little bit of everything. I was focused mainly on the entertainment side of the business and the casino side of the business.
Mm.
But I was based here in Los Angeles. And at the time, the two main offices of Playboy were in Chicago,
right.
where Hef's from and the family's from.
That's the original,
and New York,
right?
That's the original,
yeah.
right. And so when they hired me, I was a bit of an extension of them. So I was going to be the connection for those two offices to the mansion as well. So I started Playboy
wow,
my
cool.
first day. They said, we need you to go up to the house. That's what they call it, right? We need you to go up to the house and meet everybody there. So I'm like, okay. So this is my first week of Playboy. I'm just nervous, you know,
yeah,
just
first week
doing
on the
everything.
Job.
Yeah. And so I put on my suit. I'm driving over to the Playboy Mansion, which I cannot even believe, right? My first week. And I pull up to the gate. You know the gate, right? You're
yep.
going through Holmby Hills. The whole thing's insane. I pull up to the gate and I said, hey, I'm Jared Daugherty here to see the office staff. And so I go, okay. So the gate opens, right?
Hmm.
And I'm driving up. This is no joke. There is a peacock, okay, in the
yep.
driveway. And I don't know what to do. And so the peacock is just sitting there. I can't drive around, just a little driveway that goes up the hill. I have to get out of the car in
my
suit
gosh.
And like shoo the peacock away to continue driving up the mansion drive. You want to talk about the sweat,
oh
right? That's
gosh.
Coming down my neck. So anyway, I pull up And I'll never forget it. And, you know, there's a kind of a security guard milling about in front. And I said, well, what do I do now? He's like, he goes, just leave your keys in the car. You know, like the circle, right, mm-hmm. with the fountain in the middle. I leave my car right there. I go to the front door. I said, and I start knocking. And the door was open. So I knock, and the door starts to kind of creak open by itself. And I step in, and I go, hello. And this little dog comes flying out, barking at me. And this is no joke. Kendra, right, from Girls Next Door, comes out of the kitchen with like a bowl of cereal and walks. And she just goes, hey, dude. And she says to the dog, leave him alone, and goes upstairs. I just can't believe, like, the world I just That's walked amazing. Into. Oh, I mean, gosh. It was insane. And so I sit down and meet with a guy named Dick Rosenzweig, who was Hef's, you know, kind of right-hand man for decades, and just talk about the company, talk about, you know, what they see as the future, you know, the expectations, what I'm going to be doing to help, you know, drive revenue for the company. And then, you know, took a tour of the mansion and went up and met Hef for the first time. And, you know, it's not a meet and greet like this, right? You know, Hef just goes, hey, and that's it.
Right.
You know, I mean, he's the boss, right. You know, at the time, and incredible experience. But yeah, I mean, you know, the mansion was you know, incredible to be at, whether it's on a Sunday kind of with nothing going on, right?
Sure.
But then also with the parties, that was insane. So it was a really, really cool experience.
Let's just jump to that. Let's just go. Did you ever go to the famous Midsummer's Night Dream when it was in its heyday?
I did. I mean, I ran them, right? Like, we planned them. We picked the music acts. We did everything. You know, I'll say the one compliment I got from Hef ever was we did a Midsummer Night's Dream, kind of Arabian Night theme. And we brought these big camels in, right? So when guests got there, they'd walk by and there'd be these, you know, live camels. And, you know, a lot of people, really the mansion staff were like, don't bring camels up here. We got to clean up the camel stuff, all this, you know, what are you doing that for? You don't have to spend the money.
It's marketing.
It's marketing. Yeah. The next day I get like a fax, right? Like a handwritten note that said, I like the camels, Hef. That was it. I'm like, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Job's
you did your
done,
job.
So.
It's great.
Yeah, but
promotion.
Those parties were incredible. You know, I mean, the who's who of Hollywood and the athletes. And this was before, you know, towards the end, people started to be able to like rent the mansions
and do
some of those sponsored parties. And it kind of lost a little bit of that exclusivity. But
I mean,
back
I went
in the
once.
Day,
but it was like an AT&T party.
I went with my sister and went with my dad when she was even engaged to Carson Daly. And that's when it was in its prime.
Was your dad horrified?
He was hanging out with Rod Stewart. And I never forget it. He pulled out a joint and said, from one old rocker to another. And he lights up a joint. And I'm like, oh my God, Dad, like, when are you a fucking rock star? You played football for Notre Dame. That was it.
Yeah.
You know, like, and it was a hippie. And Rod Stewart took the joint, and they both smoked a joint together. And I was like, holy shit, dude. This is surreal. And then Tara's friends with Kimberly Stewart, so she was there and all that. I think, like, Steven Tyler was there with Liv Tyler. Like, crazy, crazy shit.
Now it is this machine that we do $3 billion of sales.
That's crazy.
Playboy merchandise and experiences around the world.
I mean,
it's insane.
Is the casino still live? Is there one in Vegas?
So,
is there?
So I opened all the Playboy Club casinos when they returned. So Las Vegas, Macau in China, Cologne, Germany, Cancun.
You went to all those places?
Yeah. Not only did I go, I would go live there for 3 months, right, and get the operations up and running and do everything, recruit all the bunnies, train them. It was awesome. But we've moved away from that. We've moved away from experiences, everything. What people want now, Playboy apparel. And it is insanely popular, right? So a couple of years ago, what we did was we got out of all the businesses that weren't sustainable. So like you don't see Playboy fuzzy dice anymore, right? And beach towels and stuff. We got out of all that stuff and just started doing collaborations. One of the first ones we signed was Playboy and Supreme, you know? And then I did Playboy and John Varvatos, Playboy and Burton Snowboards, and all of a sudden Playboy Anti-Social Social Club, and it starts to build back up. Now we're in every PacSun in the US.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm sure everybody, everybody listening and us, like, we remember when we found our dad's first Playboy. Exactly. You know, like,
mostly for the articles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But we're talking to you know, I'll say 18-year-olds, but everybody knows who shops at PacSun, but they've never held a Playboy magazine. You know, right. my kids, you know, they know what they think. They call it the Bunny Factory. They say I work at the Bunny Factory. But, you know, you're talking to kids now who are buying Playboy sweatshirts, you know, and they have never held the magazine. They don't really understand that whole piece of it. They just see it as this kind of counterculture logo, you know, that people give them a look for. They ask them questions, or, you know, sometimes because it pisses off their parents, right? But we've, you know, kind of reinvented the brand in apparel, and it's done really well.
All right. So we always like to start off with some of the, how many kids do you have and what are their ages?
Three boys, 7, 5, and 1. The 1 year old, you know, COVID baby. you get your independence when your youngest turns 5, right?
Of course.
You can go downstairs, get some cereal or whatever. And then boom, 1 year old, you're slammed right back into it, diapers, the whole thing. That was the toughest move for me. You know, I think 1 child to 2 children is a hard move, but 5 year old back to 1 year old, that was a pretty hard move because my wife and I lost any independence we had, you know. But they're incredible. You know, our house is insane. my wife, you know, she's great at sports, and that's actually how my kids got into hockey. She's a skater, not a hockey player. She's a figure skater, but great at softball, a few other things. I think she always wanted a girl, right? But now she's got 3 boys. She says their bathroom looks like a bus stop, right? It's disgusting, and the talk is disgusting. But she's starting to understand it.
Are you guys gonna keep going?
We're done. Yeah. No, I took care of that. We are all done.
What do you do for daddy time? I mean, like, what do you have to do to give your wife a break? And you're like, okay, honey, I got it.
Honestly, she goes to work, right? So she started a business during COVID, which is incredible. She does microblading, which, you know, I give her credit for during the pandemic, trying to make the most of it, started training online. Like, literally, we have a plastic head at home on the kitchen island there, and it's where she was practicing. Microblading is like doing tattoos kind of on your eyebrows.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so she started doing that. So when she, you know, we figured it all out with childcare, and then I don't, you know, I kind of take a step back on Mondays because that's the day she books out all her appointments. And that's really where I think she values my contribution the most, right? So she goes to work. She, you know, she gets that independence back, and I've got the kids.
Does your wife do your microblading?
Because it looks good. It looks professional.
I went and looked over Chris. I'm like, we could use that.
So, what is microblading?
Microblading is like making it. It's almost like she has a tiny X-Acto knife, right? That has ink. And she draws the strokes
of
your eyebrows on
not like a tattoo like of like
but does she
prison
clean
life
them up
or
too
anything?
Like so it's not like bushy yeah
you,
and...
well usually you go I don't you're asking now we're getting out of my area of expertise okay
I don't have eyebrows I've always wanted them
but yeah she you know it's a tattoo it's not it's semi permanent like after a couple of years it kind of fades or you can get it removed apparently. She's really good at it, and it's this great business that she's built, and it's rolling.
I mean, we cover a lot of topics on this podcast.
Yeah.
I just learned something. I had no idea what that was.
Now we can send people that, guys' wives, to go get microblades.
That's right. Friends of the pod.
Can I plug it?
Go for it.
Sure.
It's called The Tiny Bunny. That's where I met her. Playboy.
Let's hear this
one. There it is. Yeah.
Was it at a party?
No, she was originally a... entertainment reporter in Las Vegas on the local news, a traffic reporter, entertainment reporter, whatever. She went to report on the opening of the Playboy Club in Las Vegas. She found out how much the Playboy bunnies were making at the Playboy Club and quit the news and started doing that.
Wow.
And I met her at a party. I met her at the club, and The rest is history. It was great.
That's awesome.
So you're married to a Playboy bunny.
Yeah.
Who microblades.
Who microblades.
And drinks cannabis-infused beverages.
She does. Yeah.
She's living a good life.
Jared, when you were growing up, did you have any role models that you looked up to?
Yeah, I looked up to my dad, but also my stepdad. So again, talk about silver linings, right? My parents got divorced. I was 6 years old, but a great guy came into my mom's life, right? And I had the benefit of two very different dads. But, you know, my dad was born in New York City. He was a school teacher by day and a bartender by night. Again, lived a really, really fun life. You know, kind of the life of the party. Great guy. Learned so much from him just about living, right? And recognizing people for who they are and kind of being welcoming New York City to every, you know, every race and every different kind of person you'll come into contact, because, you know, he was a bartender and they would all walk into the bar and they're all together. It's kind of like a Cheers thing, right? And then on the flip side, my stepdad was raised by a Marine drill instructor, right? And so I had kind of these two very different dads, but helped me understand how to have fun, kind of work hard, play hard, and be responsible, but still have a good time. So, you know, I'd say both of them are my role model moving forward. You know, I think about my kids, and I say to myself, even when I don't mess up, I say to myself every night, I can be a better dad tomorrow.
For sure.
Right? You just try and get a little better at one piece of being a dad tomorrow. And hopefully my kids one day will say I was, you know, one of their top 10 role models too.
How do you instill values into your kids?
It's tough. I try to just, you know, keep them grounded. I try and, you know, we start off right away with how do you get money? You earn it. Right. Mm-hmm. And trying to teach that, you know, when I grew up, it was get a paper route, right?
Sure.
Or work at the deli.
I had to do
dishwasher. You're from the East Coast, right?
Yeah. Dishwasher. Yeah. 13, 14.
I was a caddy.
Nice.
Yeah. So, not at the time.
But that's it, right? Like, I don't think our kids are getting jobs at 12 and 13, you know, and maybe there's a way to figure it out or find somewhere where they can work. But trying to understand just, you know, what it's like to go to earn money for yourself. The harder you work, you know, the more you make,
sure,
the better you can, you know, the more you can do, hopefully the more you can save, right? And which is tough to do out here, but hopefully they start to pick that up from everything I'm teaching them.
I think younger girls, like teenage girls, have an easier time of earning money. They can always babysit. You know, it's the boys. And if they're not in sports, then that's when I feel like you got to get them worried.
Yeah.
So it's good that, you know, all three of us are really giving our kids sports to take up that activity factor.
I mean, could they even go be dishwashers?
No, but like Becker's is like the cool place where a lot of kids that are younger work. They're like 14, 15,
that's
16.
Good call.
And so they're serving cookies and like cupcakes.
But it's something.
It's something.
Yeah.
And that's really cool. So you go in there, you're going to see younger kids, but it's a family business. And they're getting these kids that are just, instead of being on their iPads, they're hanging out, socializing there, but then still working. You know, they're
Paradise
serving.
Bowls too, right?
Yeah,
so yeah, that's
exactly.
That's another good one. Yeah.
It's sending
them in there
like,
and doing that.
It's obviously, we don't want child labor, but we want to instill those values in our kids to get work. I mean, you know, because like you're not going to have them landscaping.
No.
Like you would sometimes do that for summer jobs.
But we've done it, right?
Exactly.
Painted houses, you know, in high school.
Houses.
It's not happening.
Did tarring in driveways, selling Christmas trees during the holidays, stuff like that. And I feel like they're never going to get a chance to do that.
Yeah.
So
let's change that.
What can we do?
Put them to work. Well, we do like a dad's landscape.
Well, no, you know
what
we do.
Imagine that.
Sherpa Beach. We have the kids set up our beach chairs and throw them $20, and then you like make an app so that they can. Hey, I got this. You want to come with me, Joey? And they go down to the beach and they set up our stuff. Well, I take my electric wagon right there and set up my cabana and my beach chairs. I don't know.
That'd be full bubble.
You know,
that would be
just for the start Manhattan Beach. You can do a little grid. We're only on Marine Street to 18th. You know, it's a three block.
Right
there. You know,
five families total.
I don't know. Chris, what do you think?
Well, I think this has been great. We've covered a lot of topics.
Yeah.
But there's one thing we have left to do.
Oh, boy.
Got to give a shout out to the FOPs.
Let's go, FOPs.
Yeah. Ready for this?
I am. Let's do it.
Getting really good at this. So Tommy printed out new sheets for this.
Okay.
And he printed, I love you, Tommy. He printed mine in blue. It's very
nice. I did. But I did not use any.
You still didn't have the punctuation.
Because you didn't give it to me. So no, I just right. like.
Let me.
Wait, hold on. Is this the biggest run-on sentence? You're right. There's not even a period.
Every week I read this and I'm like, okay, I know there's a question mark coming up here.
Yeah. Well, and there's actually no commas or periods. So it's just one big paragraph.
No. Nice work. You're a busy man. Friends of the Pod shout-outs brought to you by South Bay's luxury realtor, Brooke Billings. Looking for a home to buy or sell in Manhattan Beach, Hermosa Beach, or anywhere in the South Bay? Look no further as the one who gets the best results and the most market value for your home is none other than Super Dad himself, Brooke Billings, servicing his hometown Manhattan Beach for more than years. For more than years.
He's a handsome guy.
He is handsome.
So why do you give me the new
part.
Copy then? Okay,
no,
like,
that was it.
Okay. Like
there, I'm gonna write it this week.
You are definitely not.
I was doing
actor.
A good job there till right at
you
the
did.
End.
You
and
did great.
Says more than years.
I think the Pomos is kicking in.
Yeah,
possibly.
I mean, I'm feeling great.
Well,
right
Brooke
now.
Billings is gonna be a huge fan of Pomos.
I love that.
He's a smart man.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll get him some.
And look, I gotta go. Come right away with the FOPs from the Meat Stick Group. I'm gonna give a big shout out to Steve Jacobson, Todd Eichner, Amir Folagar, and the one and only Matt Nieman.
Mr. Matt Nieman.
Unbelievable. Great dudes. Just great
guys.
Dudes.
Great guys.
Big shout outs to them. FOPs.
FOPs. I got one here. So my kids go to Martyrs, and they asked me last year to manage run club, right? And so Tuesdays and Thursdays, the kids get there early and run. I think you guys have it too. I decided to kick it up a notch for this year, and I wanted a trophy. And so I wanted a trophy that all the kids would be super excited to win, and the teachers would be like, this is ridiculous, right? So each month, one class gets it. So I reached out to Simon Cody, the STEM teacher at American Martyrs in June. I said, if you have any time this summer, can you build me this abomination? And he did it. He sent me pictures. Like, I introduced it to the kids 2 weeks ago at assembly. They can win this thing. There's a mannequin with a horse head on it, and he painted a tank top like I wear. And, we have had so much participation in Run Club. Like, it's just jammed with the amount of kids who are trying to win this trophy. Thank you, Simon Cody, for making
nice.
This trophy. Thank you.
That's
friend
awesome.
Of the pod. He listens every week.
Hey, gotta love the FOPs. Yeah.
I got another FOP, Matt Flynn in South Carolina, who actually made our first line of merchandise.
Ooh,
at a high discount. Yeah, so he made that Home Goods hat that's sitting up there behind all that. He made that for me a couple years ago. And I reached out to him. He worked with me with the logo. He sent me the PSD. Got a sweet deal on it. Gotten a lot of good feedback on those so far. So
you've been giving out some of the hats?
A couple. I mean, you really got to be up in the rankings to get this hat because we only got 20 right now.
Ooh. Number those so in the future, right?
Ooh, they're,
you know
they can be
who
NFTs.
The original, yeah, who the
maybe
original
inside,
friends of the
put,
pod.
You put like a number in there. Oh, this is number three. Yeah.
That's good thinking.
Yeah, so I'm going to give a big shout out to the people I'm going to Dave Matthews Band tomorrow night with.
Let's hear it.
I'm going to go give a shout out to Josh Zuckerwise, FOP. Jared Kuza.
Nice.
FOP. Reza Hashmi.
Reza from Maryland.
Yeah.
Reza we're playing Hashmi. Maryland this weekend. Michigan is.
Well, actually, should be a good game with Tua's brother as quarterback in Maryland. So hopefully they're ranked. I don't know if they lost.
No, they're not ranked.
Who else is going? Jed Danner.
Nice.
Friend of the
friend
pod.
Of the pod.
Friend
of the pod. Sponsor of the pod.
Yep. And who else am I missing?
Dawn Reed.
No, but. She's obviously a friend of the pod. She's wife of the pod.
She's legally has to be a friend of the pod. Yeah.
Good show.
Well, that's it, everyone. Jared, thank you so much for coming on the pod. We'd love to get some handles here and start plugging Pomos. What is its Instagram handle?
@drinkpomos.
Perfect.
Yeah. Check it out.
Like it. Follow it.
That's it. I just really appreciate you guys having me on. You know, it's
absolutely.
Fun to tell these stories.
I'm going to walk in the house with
share
this
the product.
In about
good.
5 minutes.
And this, good. Too. Don't forget this one, too.
Oh, yeah.
I have some that he dropped off my house.
Yeah.
And the website is obviously pomos.com where you can go there and you can buy the products and have it delivered the next day.
That's right.
If you don't find one in your dispensary, do you have like a store locator that you type in your.
Right on there, you'll punch in your zip and they'll give you the closest stores you could drive to as well. You know, also big shout out to Playboy. You know, incredible part of my life that I will remember forever. And, you know, doing great things there. So playboy.com, you got merchandise. And there's one, the homepage is split. One side merchandise, one side the content.
I love it.
Just to reiterate, the closest location for Pomos here for us in the South Bay would be the Jade Room, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Chris, what are our handles?
Tommy, if you're on Instagram,
yep.
This new up-and-coming website, we're Dad's Night Podcast.
Yep.
And you can email us, dadsnightpodcast@gmail.com. And we're also working on TikTok.
There you go. I didn't know that, but
we
have an intern.
Working on. We got an intern now, unpaid.
That's great.
My daughter.
That's awesome. Well, everyone, thank you for taking time to listen to our Dad's Night podcast brought to you by the Believe Network. Please like it with this, share it with a friend or two that you would think would love this ridiculous banter. Because after all, Dad's Night is where ridiculous becomes
reality.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.